Man on the Moon by Simon Bartram. This is Bob. Perhaps you've heard people talk of him. You may know him better as the Man on the Moon. This is where Bob lives. Every morning he rises at 6 o'clock. He has a cup of tea and 2 eggs for breakfast before leaving for the rocket launch pad. On the way, he stops to buy a newspaper and some chocolate toffees. He's on his way to work on the moon. At 8 o'clock, Bob arrives at the launch pad, changes into his special Man on the Moon suit, and boards his fantastic rocket ship. He must make sure he leaves by a quarter to nine, otherwise he wouldn't make it to the moon by 9. On the way, he reads his newspaper and does the crossword. Bob starts work. His job as the Man on the Moon is very important. He has to keep the moon clean and tidy. Quite often, astronauts drop sweet packets in cans. Some people say that aliens are responsible for much of the rubbish, but Bob knows that's not true. There's no such thing as aliens. By 12:30, it's time to eat. Bob goes to his rocket ship to fetch his lunch box. This usually contains 2 sandwiches, either cheese or peanut butter, an apple and some chocolate-covered nuts. Sometimes he meets his friends for a picnic. His 2 best friends are Billy the Man on Mars and Sam the Man on Saturn. They talk about the stars and chat chats. After lunch, the tourist spaceship starts arriving from Earth. This is part of Bob's job to entertain them and give them something to photograph. So he does somersaults, handstands, and especially high moon jumps. Sometimes he performs for a long last 2 hours and is quite wet out of breath. Occasionally, the tourist spaceships will land on the moon. When they do, Bob gives them a guided tour and a speech. He tells them lots of facts, such as how many craters are on the moon, how long it takes to walk around. Sometimes people ask him about aliens, and Bob explains patiently that there aren't any. Afterwards, Bob opens a small souvenir stand selling postcards, pencils, mugs, and small plastic moon models. By 4:30, the visitors must leave the room. Bob looks around to see that everyone has left. He checks inside any moon craters in case anyone has fallen, but there is never anyone there. The working day is nearly over. It is time to check everything is in order before leaving for the night. Bob packs away his equipment and any unsold souvenirs and Jay's rocket. He switches on the moon's nightlight before jetting off towards Earth. By this time, he is very tired but still has to keep his wits about to work flying the rocket. As he reaches Earth, it's about 5 o'clock. The rush hour is in full swing, with everyone leaving work and going home, just like Bob. At home, Bob is just like anyone else. First, he has a long bath. Moon work can make you very grubby sometimes, but just can get inside you soon. Then he goes to bed with a mug of cocoa. He sleeps soundly, bathed in moonbeams, very happy to be the Man on the Moon. And aliens, well, Bob would know if there were any, wouldn't he?